think there's a lot of confusion going on in the American Christian and church world surrounding a phrase that's become very popular in the last several years called faith deconstruction. There seems to be people who are teaching and saying that faith deconstruction can potentially be very, very dangerous for your spiritual health and not actually a very good thing. There's a lot of confusion about what it is and then a lot more about what it's not. Allow me to explain. Being a parent is a full-time job. Children can either bring about great moments of joy or great moments of frustration. The things that they can say can utterly be hilarious at times, but they can also make you want to pull your hair out, especially when they ask questions. Some of the most frequent asked questions that they'll ask are, "Can I have a snack? Can I have a toy? Are we there yet?" And then, of course, "Why?" And that "why" question can really leave you hairless, mainly because the "why" just keeps going. After you answer the first "why," along comes a second, and then a third, and on and on and on. Maybe that's the reason questioning why is so looked down on in our American culture, especially when it comes to religion, and more specifically, Christianity. We are taught by our parents about God. We're taught by our peers, by our society, and of course, by our churches and church leaders. And a lot of what they teach is good. But there's kind of an underlying feeling that asking questions is a bit frowned upon, not really encouraged. Questioning in the Christian realm has typically been reserved for like debating, arguing certain points with either non-believers or those of another religion. Questioning inside the walls of the Christianity, though, well, that just doesn't feel allowed. The feeling instead has been that of, just trust me, it's true. I mean, mainly we listen to qualified people teach or preach, and we just have to trust that what they say is true, even if we're kind of wrestling with certain aspects. In September of 2015, a friend and I had been meeting almost weekly for over 2 years, sorting through the many questions we had about why, and mainly why we as Christians in America were doing the things that we were doing. A question that we were never allowed to ask while we're in full-time ministry vocationally. Now, at this specific lunch in September, my friend Darren brought a book with him entitled Church Refugees. He laid it down on the table and he said, you need to read this. In a time where the term faith deconstruction did not exist, I was about to be educated about a real and growing demographic of Christians in America who had been asking why without the encouragement to find personal answers. They were now leaving institutional religion, specifically the church, and stepping out to find a much deeper relationship and partnership with God through Jesus. They weren't mad. They weren't disillusioned. They weren't burned by a preacher or some group in a church in a previous experience. They didn't leave because they didn't get their way. They were leaving church because they felt, as the author and researcher cited, stifled. They were asking why and encouraged not to. I was reading story after story about people who were seeking and searching for more and more of God and not less. They knew God, but they just didn't recognize his movement through the institution. I immediately realized that I was not alone, and that this growing, documented group of people, they were not deconstructing their faith in terms of their relationship with God, but that there was actually something else going on. The first misconception about faith deconstruction is that it primarily targets the existence of God. If you are deconstructing your faith, well, that means that you are questioning whether God is real or not. And you know what? That's absolutely not true. Or should I say that's not mainly true? I'm definitely not saying that some people don't start questioning God at some point in their lives. I'm sure that they do.
But this big movement of people leaving church, this researched and documented movement, had little to nothing to do with not wanting God. In fact, it's just the opposite. This recent movement has at its very core a desire for more of God. Josh Packard, the writer, writes this: "The church, they feel, is keeping them from God." So the term faith deconstruction doesn't indicate a fracture within one's relationship with God. Instead, it indicates a desire to strengthen it, to go deeper, to engage fully into this partnership that Jesus has established. The second misconception about faith deconstruction is that it's potentially very dangerous. And some are suggesting that this demographic of people need to lean on the authority and guidance of qualified leaders, mainly church leaders, to help them navigate through it, citing a fear of potentially falling away from God. So once again, questioning is being discouraged. And to me, this sounds much more like the fear really rests in the minds of the qualified leaders, a fear that these people will decide to quit going to church. And in actuality, people leave church way more because their questioning has been suppressed for a long time. They have not experienced the freedom to truly explore their relationship with God outside the walls of institutional religion or church. I've had many conversations with different church leaders. The vast majority of them are, first of all, skeptical of the motivation of this demographic of people. They still think somehow that people, well, they just leave because they're mad or they didn't get their way or even that they're just basically lazy. These leaders just don't really understand it. They just don't get it. They haven't spent much or really any time educating themselves with the facts, and they continue to see this as kind of like a passing phase or a fad. And they are absolutely not equipped to help anyone navigate true faith deconstruction, mainly because these leaders see deconstruction more like the term destruction. Faith deconstruction to them means that someone has boarded the wrecking ball and is aggressively swinging it directly at Jesus, tearing down his existence and God's, and ultimately walking away from it all. Faith deconstruction is not faith destruction. It's not about destroying a belief in God. Faith deconstruction is about rethinking things and researching the facts and rediscovering the truth. It's about asking why, about taking things apart to see how it really works, and then putting it back together to make true sense of things. And you know what? Digging deeper into God always leads to finding a deep, deep love. A love for creation, for us. That deconstruction leads to seeing an incredible love that pursues reconciliation. A restoration that Jesus brought and established. A love restoration mission that God is currently leading to restore a deep and intimate relationship and partnership with us. Faith deconstruction, it takes away and it eliminates the things that hinder that mission. It gets rid of the stuff that stifles that mission, and it clarifies the things, the aspects of this partnership that really matter most. So in essence, faith deconstruction is really a great thing. It's not dangerous. It's not destructive. It leads to growth and to depth. It is the beginning step to a much more fulfilling relationship with God. It's the process of revealing the true nature of the ecclesia, which is a partnership that God desires with each and every one of us. A partnership that gives meaning, purpose, and identity, the exact thing we are all truly seeking.